Well, we should probably start this thing. And if Michael joins us later, he will join us. He might be also.
Boy, that's a profound statement. When he joins us later, he will be joining us. No yeah, shit. I mean,
that's like a weather forecast saying that the weather might be great unless it rains.
Hey.
Exactly. Then it may be wet.
Nobody can't tell me I don't have a firm grasp on the obvious.
I just love that.
Yeah. Well, as long as you have a firm grasp on something.
When I show up, I'll be there.
If it's not one thing, it's another.
I'm hoping the gin and tonics are kicking in, or the gin and the.
I think we already had. I think he needs more tonic.
Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night. Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael, the Virtual Youper. Tonight, Frosted Heaves, it's What's for Breakfast, Chromecast is a work in progress, and Bye Bye Sirius XM, all that and more on Late Night. QRM! And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in southwest New Hampshire, here's Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael! Welcome, everybody, to the Late Night QRM show number 132 from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, where it hit 50 degrees today. I am Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, where it also was 57.5. This is Joel.
And from the Tug Hill Plateau region of central New York, this is Barty, where all we can say is that at least it was above freezing.
How much snow you got on the ground still, Barty?
I don't know what the total is right now, but last Wednesday's storm dropped 9 inches here, but
wow.
It was so much wind that I had a 6-foot drift going across my driveway. So I did not go to work that day because it took me like 2.5 hours to get that crap out the hell out of there.
Oh man!
You know, what was the weirdest thing about it is like usually, we've got like a small tractor with a snowblower in the front, and you know I drive into a snowbank and back up, and the snowbank collapses, and then I drive into it again. This snowbank. Did not do that. It was like a tunnel effect. I went deeper and deeper and deeper into it, and when I backed out, the snow did not fall. And I was like, what the hell am I going to do? So I ended up having to shovel half of it to the ground so I could snowblow it.
Oh.
And it was like, by the time I was done, I was like so beat.
Oh, man.
I was like, jeez.
That sucks. Well, we only got we didn't get anything on that snowstorm, actually, I don't think.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it all went north.
No, I checked it. I checked NWR, WMUR, and it looks like most of the area got anywhere from 1 to 3 inches.
We didn't even get that here.
On your elevate.
But the northern New Hampshire, northern New Hampshire got like 18 plus inches in some places.
Yeah, northern Vermont did too.
Yeah, so it was. I'm glad. Frankly, I'm sick of it. And as I put in the show notes here, I just can't wait to bitch about the heat.
Yeah, I posted that on Facebook, on my Facebook page.
Yeah, I just can't wait. I mean, it can't come sooner. So I'm done with this weather, finished, kaput. I want to put the mowing deck back on the tractor. Get ready, you know, bitch about how the grass has grown too fast. It's time. It's time to do that. Yeah.
Well, I never bitch about the grass growing too fast because, you know, the way I look at it, if I don't feel like mowing it, screw it. It's not going anywhere.
That's true. That's true, and it's not stopping you from getting to work.
Well, you know, it's not like the snow that's going to get deeper and deeper if I ignore it. You know, the snow, you know, we get like 6 inches to a foot. You got to move it because the next day you might get another foot, and then you're totally screwed.
Yeah.
You know? Especially now since our neighbors have decided to buy a winter home in Fort Myers, and they will not be coming down and bailing our sorry asses out anymore when we get like 2-3 feet of snow in 1 or 2 days.
Oh.
So we're gonna have to buy a bigger tractor. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Because we're screwed. Either that or move out of here.
Move back to New Hampshire there.
I'd love to, but the employment picture doesn't quite look so bright.
No.
So.
No, it doesn't. But anyway, we'll talk about that offline. I'll tell you, I was spoiled on that trip down to South Carolina and Florida. That was nice. I needed that break, and then I came back up here, and it was just like, oh, I am done with this. I really am done with this, you know. So we shall see. Hopefully, you know, at least we got daylight savings now, so I can drive home in the light. So it's nice to do
that's
that.
That's handy.
Yeah. I'm no longer getting up in the dark and coming home in the dark. So, although it's really dark in the morning right now.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah. So, but let's see. So we might as well jump into some tech right away because Joel put this up. iOS 7.1 was released. Last week, I guess it was. Was it last week or the beginning of this week? I have been.
Last week.
Was it last week?
Was it last?
Yeah, I think it was last week.
Yeah, towards the end of the week.
Right, right. Yep. Yeah, and it is a big improvement. The iPhone 5 is working fine under it. The iPhone 4, there's been much improvement in how the speed of it. And
the 4S.
And the response. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Wow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what my work phone is a 4S.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
I had a 5, but it went swimming, and they gave me a 4S as a replacement.
Oh, bummer.
You've been punished.
Well, it was better than getting a BlackBerry.
This is true.
But they
threatened that.
Yeah, there's still things I'm noticing new about the iOS 7.1 because, for instance, like today was the first time I actually received a phone call. I'm popular. I got a phone call.
We'll have to release Barry's number on the internet so people get more phone calls.
But I got a phone
Lonely
call.
Lonely man needs to hear from desperate women. Call this number.
And I noticed they changed the button on it to answer
yes,
the phone.
Yes, round circle.
Yeah.
To hang up an answer. Yeah, a round circle rather than the slide bar, which I like better. Yeah. I like the round button better.
And I also noticed when go ahead, Barty.
I was just going to say I agree with Joel because but it kind of surprised me the first time I got a call and I was trying to swipe it and it was like, whoa, and the phone's still ringing. I'm like, what the hell? And that's when I looked at the screen and noticed that there was a round dot you had to hit.
Yeah.
And that really is more convenient than having to try to swipe because, you know, you can swipe like 2 or 3 times before it friggin' answers it.
Yeah.
But at least the touch thing tends to happen more immediate.
Yes, it does. And also, I noticed when you were trying to swipe from left to right to say hang up or answer a call, I know it sounds ridiculous, but it actually, if you got really big hands, it can be a pain in the butt, that swipe, that just touching the round button. I find it to be a lot easier.
Yeah. Well, today, the one phone call that I got in a week and a half time frame,
it was wrong number, right?
It was actually my wife.
Yeah, she's got your number.
That's too funny.
But the other thing I noticed, and I do, because I do this every day, when I get to work, I actually shut the phone down because I turn it off, power it down because it sits in a locker. Oh, look at that. Joel's calling me.
Look, hey, nice
oh,
to.
Hey, there you go. I'm answering. Hello?
Hey.
Are you? Oh, ow. I just held it
up. Close, thank you.
Wait a minute. I'll put you on speakerphone. He just hung up. My second call hung up on me.
Yeah, really. His second call, and it's a hang up.
From
a friend, no less.
This just in from New Central. Just getting things wrapped up after responding to another snowmobile versus tree accident. Okay. And treating the occupants of a car that kissed the guardrail and deployed the airbags on the way. Okay. We'll catch up with you guys as soon as I can. Michael. So that's what I figured. Usually he responds. And if he's not, that means he's busy saving lives.
Yes. So. Real noble, very noble.
Really got to admire him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to admire him.
Yeah. For, you know, now he'll be putting out fires, saving lives, and grooming snow trails, snowmobile trails.
Yeah, freezing his ass while he does it.
And saving the internet.
In this little corner of the world.
Busy man.
Yes, he is. Jeez. But anyway, back to 7.7.1. So I noticed when I turned it off that before you used to get this red bar across the top that you were supposed to slide, but it was kind of had that, I don't know what it was. It was like the see-through stuff, so you could never read what it said on it when it first came up, and then you slid it. You kind of just said, what's this do? I guess I'm supposed to slide this here. Well, they replaced that with one of these slide buttons, too. So it's much better, much cleaner. I heard on one of the I think it was Daily Tech News show, they were saying this was the 7.1 that they really... 7.1 was the iOS 7 that they really wanted to put out, but they needed to put out iOS 7 with the new phone, so they kind of rushed it. And I believe that's true, because apparently with the 5Ss, there are a lot of problems with the GUI part, or what do they call it? I forget what they call it, but the... that part used to crash on them all the time. It looked like the phone was crashing because you would see the Apple pop up, but it really wasn't. It was just the GUI part that was crashing.
Mine did that
starting
once a week. It would reboot on its own.
Yeah, it would do it once in a while for me, but apparently with the 5S's, it happened quite a bit. And they said that's totally gone now, so that's good news.
I've never experienced that, but... You know, I never turn any of my iOS devices off. They're never turned off because it takes too freaking long for the damn things to turn on and boot up.
So this would happen if you like opened an app. Yeah. I'd go to open a certain app and then open another app or what have you, and it would just reboot itself automatically. Show you the Apple logo. It would actually go through a reboot sequence.
Yeah.
Not turn it on or turn it off.
Now the other thing they added with this is CarPlay. Which
so if you buy a new the 2015 car, you may or may not have a chance to use it.
Right, and it's iOS experience designed for the car. Simple to connect your iPhone to a CarPlay-enabled vehicle. Supports phone, music, maps, messages, and third-party audio apps.
Yeah,
control. Nice way to read the ad, Barry.
Control was Joel put it in the show notes here.
Put it in the show notes. Well, it's like
oh really?
To speak on it, you know, in an educated fashion. I knew I wasn't going. It the new update does too much. I wouldn't remember it all. So put it in the notes.
And you can control everything with Siri and the car's touchscreen knobs and buttons, and that would be kind of cool. That would be neat to have. I know my
voice control. Absolutely.
The voice control would be cool. I know my sister's car. They just got a new Outback, Subaru Outback. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a 2014 that they got. And when I was down there visiting, they had a US. It was nice because I'm looking for the cigarette lighter or whatever they call it now, the power adapter or whatever.
The power port adapter.
Power port.
Thing.
Yeah. So I could plug in my thing, so I could plug in the USB. And then I was looking through their book, and I said, "Oh, right next to where I plugged it in, the power port adapter." And they actually had a USB port. And I said, "Oh, that's so cool!" So I didn't even need the adapter part. I could just plug the USB part into the phone. For the phone, and it would charge on that, and it allowed all the buttons and everything on the radio to control my iPhone. So that was kind of neat. That was a neat feature. and you could play music. And then they had the Bluetooth for the answering the phone, but that's all the Bluetooth did. I was hoping that it was the option where you could play music through the Bluetooth, but you actually had to still plug the phone in for that feature. But you could take phone calls in your car, you know, with the Bluetooth. So, yeah, so that was kind of neat. I enjoyed that, considering I have a 9-year-old car now that doesn't have any of that stuff. And, it's hard to say. It's time for.
But you're saving the environment, Barry.
I am, yes, because soon I will have to replace my batteries and they'll have to go in a dump somewhere. I don't know.
That's too funny.
Because, you know, as I've been told, you know, you can't win. Even though I'm not using nearly as much gas as other people that would have my commute and everything, I have been told that I have one of the dirtiest cars out there because of the battery packs.
You know what? People can just kiss my ass on that one. You know what you have? The smartest thing in the world, because I was with you, and you're like, oh, I can't believe this is horrible. I have to fill up my car once every 12 days with $35 of gas and drive 700 miles. You know what? To me, that's smart. And anybody who wants to go, they can go, you know, kiss an oak tree and go hug a rock and go fuck off. You're the smart one because you're spending $35 every 10 days in gas. We're popping through $100 a week.
Yeah, not gas.
Yeah, well.
Go ahead.
That wouldn't work here because, you know, Barry, I'm glad you're able to get in and out of the Mount Monadnock area with that car. But up here, I couldn't get out of my driveway with that car.
You haven't heard the last couple of shows, have you, Barty?
No, not yet, no.
Oh, you need to catch up. The Priuses suck in snow.
Yeah.
Except for Joel, and I still haven't tried it yet. Joel, and the main thing, other than no clearance at all on the car, okay? So, you know, if the street ain't plowed, you're not going anywhere.
That's it. I've decided it. We're putting a lift kit on your Prius.
Oh, that'd be awesome. And you have to cut the wheel wells out so you can allow for larger tires. I mean, that's got to be, what, like 10-inch tires or something?
Yeah, they're small.
Put some wells on it.
But the anti-skid, our anti-skid is what kills me because sometimes it doesn't let me move. But Joel found on the...
You're always skidding.
Joel in the Book of Knowledge found a thing that I have to go through. I have to try it. I haven't tried it yet. But it's a series of steps you take and you can actually turn the anti-skidding off. But you gotta like hit the start button twice, press the gas pedal down twice.
Oh no!
Open the door 5 times, honk the horn 3 times.
Yeah. Try it. It might just work.
It might, you know, because I'm telling you, I almost got killed the other day. I was going out to get Thai food for Thai Thursday. We have Thai Thursday. Well, we have Thai Day. It's either a Thursday or Friday, depending on whether it's a 4-day week
short
week or whatever. But so I was going out. I'm there and I'm stepping out, you know, hitting it. I mean, the traffic was coming both ways trying to get out of work. And finally I said, screw it. I'm going. And I hit it and it went, phew, ooh, ooh. You know, and I'm like halfway out in the lane and this car is barreling down in the lane.
Oh my God.
Finally caught and I got out and I'm like, I hate anti-skid. I'd rather skid.
I want to hear rubber peeling.
Yeah, I'd much rather hear rubber peeling than just seeing the car just go in the middle of the lane. So, but yes.
Yeah, and then the engine cuts out because you're not driving, so you're just sitting there totally silent, right?
Yeah. I mean, it just like it takes over and says, "Oh, well, obviously you're skidding, so we must pause for a brief moment to regain and think about how we're going to proceed."
In the meantime, you're looking at a 10-wheel dump truck coming at the side of the car, you know, at miles an hour, with a plow on the front,
and the car's thinking, huh, I don't remember experiencing this stuff in Japan.
Yeah. Oh, yes, but, yeah, so that's, in a previous podcast, which you'll catch up on, Barty. My decision was sometime soon I have to get a weekend and winter truck, pickup truck, with four-wheel drive that I can take on those days.
More power. Yeah, you've got to have four-wheel drive, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, out here where we live, if you don't have a four-wheel drive, you're not going anywhere on most winter days.
I believe it. I believe it. But then again, then there's, you know, as much as we complain about our weather and how much snow we got and how cold it was, and poor Michael's not here, but then, like today, when we were just saying, oh, it hit 50 degrees in Jaffrey, Joel said it made it to 47, Barty said, well, 50, we just went over
57,
I mean, Barty said we just made it over, you know, into the 30s, and I looked at Copper Harbor, and it said 8 degrees.
Heat wave.
Yeah, that's a heat wave for them, yes.
Yeah, that was our low last night, I think.
So, you know, I always think about that. As much as I bitch about how bad this weather's been, this winter's been here in New Hampshire, it's nothing compared to what Copper Harbor's gone through right now.
Exactly.
So I don't really think they're ever going to get rid of snow. I swear to God, unless, you know, they have a heat wave at some time, they're going to have snow on the ground when it starts snowing again next winter.
You know, one thing that always puzzles me is why haven't we found a way to ship snow and excess water from heavy snowfall areas and heavy flooded areas out to drought areas. I mean, you can ship milk in the back of a truck coast to coast. Yeah. Why can't you just like ship water and snow and whatever else?
Yeah.
And send it out to the drought regions that need water.
Yeah, just have a caravan of sloshing dump trucks. I don't know. Line them with plastic and fill it up with snow. And if it melts on the way, so what?
Well, you could use those, you know, the same galvanized cows, as we call them, you know, stainless steel trucks that carry milk for thousands of miles.
You could actually melt the snow, although that might get rather expensive, melting the snow. I mean, because you're going to... You need heat.
Well, I mean, in a flooded area, if you're trying to move heavy amounts of water out of that area, pumping it into a series of trucks and driving it to some place that needs the water would probably help out.
It would. I don't know. Somewhere along the way, it's not either cost-effective or...
Somebody hasn't figured out a way to make profit out of it.
That's it. That's what it comes down to. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So, anyway, all right. Is there anything else on the 7.1s that we...
Not so much on 7.1, but I would like to comment about the USB connection in cars for iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
I have found in various trips with rental cars that my mileage tends to vary extremely wide with that. There was a Ford... What the heck was that? I think it was a Ford Focus that had that. And it did not totally integrate with my iPhone, because a lot of times it would ring, and I would answer the phone, because I happened to be parked at the time, and the phone would answer the call, and I would start talking on it, and then the car would take the call away and do it over the speakers. But mm-hmm. It would not take the microphone away from the phone, so I couldn't just simply talk in the car. I had to still talk into the phone, but yet the sound wasn't coming out of the phone. It was coming out of the car's speakers.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, how the hell does that happen? You know, and there were other times where, like, the phone would ring, and before I had a chance to answer it, the car would answer it, and then I could not. I could hear the person wanting me to answer the call, saying hello, hello, because the call had been answered, but they couldn't hear me talking.
That's crazy.
Because I couldn't get the car pulled over quick enough to be able to grab the phone and talk into it. Well, it's like, you gotta be kidding me, man.
The car answers the phone and leaves them sitting there.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you need CarPlay.
Well, it's a rental car, and I'm not paying for anything that the company won't cover. Trust me.
Oh, that's too much. Yeah, I haven't experienced that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a trip to St. Louis. That's what happened to me, and it was just driving me nuts because you know I wanted to connect the phone through the USB jack to charge it up and be able to play music and things like that.
Yeah.
But it was sheer terror when a phone call came in because I had to like suddenly pull over, you know, like whip over to the side of the road and try to answer the phone before the car did. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to talk.
Yeah, that would be something to look into, definitely, because it worked fine with my sister's car. I mean, my sister's is geared into the phone. Every time, it was funny, because we were driving to Florida, and, you know, the phone would ring, and she'd go to answer it, and the car would answer it, and of course, then it's across the speakers, and everybody can hear it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's nice. I mean, I have my phone plugged in using one of those FM things that goes across the radio. So, you know, because I listen to podcasts going back and forth to work. And like when Joel calls me or something on there, you know, basically the speaker, you know, the microphone's on the phone, which I have kind of elevated, but it's in its little iPhone holder in the cup holder. And, you know, of course, his voice is coming out over the speakers in the car, so I can hear him fine. But I always end up yelling, talking like this to Joel to make sure he can hear me.
Yes, and I do the same whenever because I have my speaker portion of my iPhone plugged directly into my stereo in my car.
Yeah.
So I can play music, you know, podcasts and so forth from my iPhone. But when you call me, it's exactly the same thing. The mic is still on the iPhone, which is usually on the seat.
Yes.
So I... Yeah. Yeah, baby! Yeah! You know, screaming.
So our conversations are us yelling at each other. Hi, Joel!
We're like the two old men from the what do you call it, the Muppets.
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah, what? I'm going over the mountain now! And you can hear yourself in his car stereo speakers, and he can hear himself in mine.
Yeah.
Which kind of screws with the timing.
Yeah, because it's always delayed. So it's like, you start talking, and all of a sudden, you think Joel's trying to talk, and oh, no, that's me.
That's me talking to him talking to me.
Yeah, it's fun. It's always a fun experience. And we have those...
Yeah, that's one word for it.
commuter phone calls in. Always begins with, are we there yet?
Oh, that's tradition.
Or
by what the fuck?
or no. if it's a short week, it's guess what day it is. And of course we're not talking about hump day.
I so enjoy that call.
It's Virtual Friday.
Yep.
So,
I don't have to go to work tomorrow. I have a 3-day weekend, and you suck.
Hey, Barty.
This is usually my reply.
Barty, since you and I have opposite Virtual Fridays, you should call him on your Virtual Friday, and I'll call him on my Virtual Friday, so he'll get a hit every week.
Every Thursday, I get another call reminding me about how much my work week sucks because I got another day of it. Great. Something to look forward to.
Oh, good.
Actually, I think Joel and I got to be calling you on a regular basis since you're the poor lonely man that never receives phone calls.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, Barry, we got to be calling you and hanging up.
Barry, just calling to say, I'm calling you. Bye. Click.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
You know, it can take phone calls, too. It's not just for playing podcasts, right? Bye.
Then I'll get annoyed with all these phone calls interrupting my podcast. Ah, damn, they're calling again.
I'm going to block your number.
They just keep calling for a different number.
Oh,
over to your roommate's phone and say, can I borrow your phone for a minute? And just call Barry. And hang up.
Oh, God.
How many numbers can Barry block in a day? That's a good contest question.
It would be funny.
Jeez. Oh. Video is slowing down here. I get you in the little windows, but when you come up to the big screen, it's your still picture.
Welcome to the big show. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Hang up. It's great. I mean, hang out.
So, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of Google, I've got some comments about some Google products.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, I've already talked about the fact that I've got my Asus-built Nexus 7. Uh-huh. I'm still enjoying that. Still think it's a really cool device. And one of the best things about it is that it lets me play Ingress without being bounced and telling me that I'm violating things.
Yeah.
Like my iOS device. But I have to say, I'm less than satisfied with Chromecast.
Really?
The price is totally awesome, but there's not really a lot of offerings, you know, because I was kind of expecting more of an Apple TV or Roku kind of thing, and there's only like just a very small handful of things that they offer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, of course, you know, if you're into Amazon's Prime thing, you can get into that and stuff. But Google doesn't really have a Google kind of equivalent of that. You can get Netflix and things, but they only have like about 6 or 7 different channels or apps that you can really play with it. And it's kind of like, well, you know, I mean, granted, it's only $35. What do you want for $35? But, mm-hmm. And you know, and I do think it's a good value for the money you pay, but compared to like some of the, you know, spending a little more money and getting like an Apple TV or a Roku box, mm-hmm. which is, you know, a little bit less portable, but still doable, it's kind of leaves a lot lacking, I kind of thought.
What I've been told, and my sister and brother-in-law Christmas got, their son gave them a Chromecast, so I got to play with one a little bit when I visited them at Christmas time, and I agree with you totally, Barty. I think it's a work in progress. And that's what they claim also, because they just released the API for it, or whatever they call it now. So I think development is just beginning on it. So I'd be willing to give it some time. I haven't picked one up yet because, frankly, well, I got a Roku box and I got an Apple TV and I got an Xbox. It's like, if I can't get it on any of those three, you know, I really don't need a Chromecast, except for, you know, the geek in me says, oh, I got to have a Chromecast.
You know? Well, for $35, I mean, it's kind of hard to say.
And that's
it's a simple toy to play with. And I've mainly got it for when I travel because.
Oh, that's a good idea.
well, this whole thing is really kind of funny because I got it to travel. You know, my internet bandwidth isn't the greatest over here. I'm right at the 3-mile limit that DSL will reach. So my DSL kind of my responses go up and down quite a bit, I finally, since I bought it, I finally had a chance to travel. I went down to North Carolina and enjoyed some wonderful warm, slightly cooler temperatures than central New York. My friggin' luck. It was in the 50s here and it was in the 40s there, and I'm like, what the hell.
That's too funny.
Yeah, it sure is. So, but I figured, well, what the hell? At least I'll be able to plug it into the TV and play with it. But I ended up in a hotel that, for some odd reason, and I've never experienced this before, that only allowed me to have 3 devices accessing their internet at one time for free. So, of course, I got my company laptop, I have my personal laptop, and I have my iPad. And I have my iPhone, and then I've got the Chromecast. Uh-huh. And it's like, well, you know, before I knew all of this, I had already had 3 devices connected, and I was talking to them about this, and they were telling me that because of my customer level, I can get all this stuff for free. And I said, that's great. And it says, up to 3 devices. And I went, what? Up to 3 devices? What do you mean 3 devices? Yeah, that's all you get to have. I says, what are you talking about? You know, it's like,
you know the way around.
You think I'm going to run like 10 things at once?
You know the way around that?
Yeah.
You know the way around that? I have one. You go get one of those small Wi-Fi boxes, routers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you plug that in and you have a single device, and then you route all your other stuff through your Wi-Fi box. They don't know. All they see is your Wi-Fi box.
Your router.
And yep. So you can, yeah. you have Wi-Fi. Yeah. That's what I have. I have one it's a little cube. And I actually will plug that, if I can, I'll plug that in hardwire in the room if they've got it. And if not, I set it up to be the Wi-Fi, but then I use it as a hotspot, basically, into yeah. their Wi-Fi system.
I thought of that, but I didn't happen to bring one with me because I haven't, frankly, needed one before. Yeah. I mean, well, when I first started traveling, they were like, they wanted to have one device connected, and that's it. So I always traveled with a router, and I would connect the router, and then I would have everything else connect to the router and go out.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was like 5 years ago. Yeah. And since then, most places don't even care. As long as you can authenticate, saying, yeah, who you are, what room you're in, they're happy.
Right, right.
But this place was different. So I was able to get other things to connect going through my iPad, because it's an iPad Air, and I can set it up as a hotspot. Mm-hmm. But I could get my phone to go through it, and I could get the other things to go through it. But I did not want to sit around and watch a whole lot of stuff from the Chromecast through my personally paid Verizon account.
You know? Right, right, right.
So I did not try that with the Chromecast, although I think it probably would have worked. And if I had known ahead of time I was going to do this, I would not have had let the iPad be a registered device, and I would have had the Chromecast instead, so I could have played with it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I really feel disappointed that I really couldn't have done more with it, because here at the house, I can't do too much with it. But there's not really a lot of channels available to play with, you know, compared to other things. You know, I could have carried my Apple TV and just had a heck of a heyday with it, you know?
Right, yeah. And that's not too
big. Which is what I used to do.
Yeah, it's not that big of a device to carry. Hell, the Wi-Fi hotspot thing that I carry is about the same size as the Apple TV. You know, so, I have to, agree with you. Last week's show, I said how I gave up my, unlimited AT&T account finally, and I went with their 10 gig account. So I'm saving some money with that now. And it has allowed me to, use my phone now as a hotspot, which means I can take my Nexus 7 out, because my Nexus 7 is a Wi-Fi only. And yes, this week I'm back into Ingress, baby. I already leveled once, and I'm about ready to level again. And it's been quite a while since I've been on there, and so.
Well, the problem I have with Ingress is that I am so rural that there's like no portals around to be had.
Right, right.
So I'd like to drive down into Syracuse or something to find a portal I can play with. It's kind of hard to tell my wife, you know, hey, let's go to Syracuse today. Why, you want to go to the mall? No, I don't want to go to the mall. I want to go, you know, some weird neighborhood over here. Like, well, there's a portal there, you know, and she's like, oh, what?
It's funny.
Yeah, you just drive there. We'll sit there for about 10-15 minutes until I capture it, and then we can leave. We can go anywhere you want to go.
Yeah, that goes over real big with them. Sit here for 15 minutes while I watch you press a button.
I'm almost there.
Almost there. Meanwhile, you're sitting there going, oh, damn, oh, there goes another portal resonator down.
I'll let you play Garth Brooks in the car.
I've been playing a lot on the way home. My wife thinks I'm working late, but actually I've been getting out of the normal time.
Pulling over here, over there.
But
you live in a populated area.
Well, it's somewhat popular. My problem with me is it's kind of rural, but there are portals. But they're all owned by the Resistance, which I'm a team member of the Resistance. And when they're all taken, all you can do is hack them. There's nothing else you can do. But down where I work in Merrimack, that's pretty much enlightened territory. So it's like, I checked the intel map before I leave from work. I said, I'm going to go attack that portal.
This is where I'm going for lunch. Yeah. There's no food there, but there's a portal.
And so, you know, so I've been playing a lot down by work. And as a matter of fact, the portals I took over down there last week have already been taken back this weekend. I said, that's okay, because if I take them again, that's more points for me, and I'll level up, man.
Yeah. So, I was able to do that in the North Carolina when I was down there, because I was able to travel to places, you know, and it was like, hey, all right.
Yeah. Well, today, matter of fact, we went out, Anne-Marie and I decided we were going to go out on one of our little jaunts, and we called it, it's the back road jaunt that we take. Mm-hmm. We just pick a back road and start following it out. And of course, I got GPS going just so I know how to get back home. And we just go someplace we haven't been to before. And she did, before we left, she wanted to go down to Fitzwilliam because there was this open house in an antique store. And I said, wait a minute, Fitzwilliam? Oh, look at that. Enlightened territory. Yeah, sure. We'll go to... I dropped her off at the antique store. She goes, where are you going? I said, I'll just be up the road. I'm going to play the game, you know? And so I dropped her off. I went out and I was attacking portals. Having fun. Funny. Took over a couple, hacked a whole bunch more, and then I drove back just in time to pick her up. It worked out great.
Timing was spot on.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, taking those back roads, of course, up here in New Hampshire and a lot of New England, it's frost heave time season, or if you want to call it that. So also I can tell you that frost heaves brings a whole new meaning to the phrase, don't drink and drive.
Oh, I agree. My, we have the same problem here, God. And it brings the whole new meaning to, what the hell?
I never had, you know, when you got to go and you're going over Frosties, oh my God.
Yeah, we'll go over a Frosty that's on the middle of a corner, and all of a sudden your vector has changed, Victor.
Yeah, really, jeez. Oh, but they were, the Frosties are really bad this year, I guess because of all.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, jeez. I mean, we went out one of the roads. Where the heck was it we went on? I know what it was. It was Gilmore Pond Road going out the back way. And, oh, my God, there's one section there where I swear to God that one side of the road is about 3 feet taller than the other side of the road right now.
It's bad.
It's incredible, you know, and of course there's sand all over the place because what the towns do is when you have these frost heaves pop up, which leave these valleys, what the town does is they come and fill them with sand because when the frost heaves go back down, the sand can get pushed off to the side of the road. So it's actually a smart move what they do, but it levels out the road until the frost heaves go down. And, but yeah, this road, man, it you needed a beach to cover up what was going on with this road. I mean, literally, we were kind of sideways going down the road, or, you know, on a tilt going down the road just from the frost heaves on the one side of the road. I was one section of it, the frost heave was up in the middle, and I was seriously wondering whether I wasn't going to scrape the bottom of my car. It had popped up that high.
Yeah, well, that's what's the good thing about having a Jeep. You never worry about that.
Yeah, you got the clearance. That's nice.
Yeah, 17-inch wheels helps too.
Yeah, yeah. So, oh, and another thing. Well, but before we leave the Nexus 7, when I used to play Ingress on my iPhone, there were two or three portals in downtown Jaffrey, which were in a section where I don't have any kind of phone coverage. And so I would go down there and try to hack it. And of course, I don't have internet connection down there over the phone, so it would instantly tell me that I couldn't hack this portal, and, you know, and that was it. But I noticed that if I use my phone as a hotspot and my Nexus 7 is connected to my phone, I go down there, I can hack them. It doesn't tell me I can't hack them because there's no thing, because it's got a signal to my phone. Now, my phone doesn't have a signal, but I can sit there and hack it, and if I drive around the corner fast enough, the signal gets back on my phone, and my phone still relays it, and I can hack it. I can hack these portals now. So there's a plus to using your phone as a hotspot to go play Ingress. So yeah, that's another addictive game, Joel. But until they come up with an iOS version,
right?
Yeah,
I don't think it's gonna. Supposedly, I think they're coming out with one next year.
Well, they were saying this year. Hopefully, I mean.
Oh, okay. That was just
so. So hopefully they will. And but it's kind of addictive, along with that stupid game. Oh well, and I like Barty's answer to that. That cracked me up. I'm addicted, and now Joel's addicted to Clash of Clans.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun.
And I like Barty's response to that. Isn't that Farmville except with weapons? I said, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's what it is. It's Farmville with weapons.
It's a ton of fun.
It is. You get addicted to it.
I've started playing it on my iPad.
Oh, have you?
Oh, really?
Okay. So. Well, when you fix your clan castle, let me know, because we have the clan QRM. It's a private. If it's a private clan, but it's invite only.
Okay.
So,
I appreciate that. Yeah. When I get to that level, I'll certainly let you know.
Okay. So, but yeah, it's fun because it's one of those games where you can sit there and play it for a while, and then you can just go put it down. You know, and
yeah.
Matter of fact, you have to put it down sometimes because I'm cheap. I'm not buying anything in the game. I'm not buying gems.
I've already noticed that you have to go through and buy things if you really want to succeed in that game in a rapid fashion.
I haven't bought a thing, and I tell you, I've ramped up pretty quick. Barry did too.
Yeah,
you just gotta play it smart. I mean,
yeah.
Well, that's not playing smart. You gotta be patient. That's what it is. It's like, you know, mm-hmm. The best time I think in the morning is when you wake up and realize, oh, I got 10 million gold and 4,000 little elixir blobs, and now I can put together my blah blah blah. I can see where you can get roped into buying gems though for $4.99.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry, but no. I'm the Scotsman.
I don't care that much.
The Scotsman in me will not let me buy those gems. I'll wait. I can wait.
Yep.
No problems. But it's been
no
fun.
No problem.
It's fun. You know, you get to attack two or three times a day, and that's good enough for me. Yeah. With my schedule, that's about all time I have to do it. So.
It's better than just harvesting crops all the time.
Yeah, that's so boring. It's better to kill somebody than harvest crops.
Ass, you know?
I mean, harvesting crops for mankind is, you know, who wants to do that? I'd rather kill mankind.
Exactly.
Rather kick some ass.
Yeah, let's kick some ass, guys.
And steal your gold.
Steal your gold and elixir. Yeah. And
that's the fastest way I've found to be able to get that stuff is to go take it from somebody else.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
But, you know, I guess I don't know what level you hit, but that when people start attacking you, you know, you log in overnight and you log in and it's like, you were attacked 4 times and 3 times yep. Your defense is held. The last time, oh.
They can only take up to 40% of your loot.
Which yeah, that's nice. Good. I mean, they do limit it, and even though if you go and visit people's sites, you can tell when they've been raided because you see all their buildings and stuff smashed. But usually,
I checked on yours. I saw you had been raided a couple times.
Yeah, but you know, when I go on, everything's built back up. You know, there's little timelines, but they quickly get back to normal, and you can go on and play. And the only thing you notice is, oh, some of my gold's missing, and
yeah.
My elixir's down, but yeah, it's usually not that bad. That and then you automatically they put shields on if you lose for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I said, it's a fun game.
It's fun, fun it's, game.
It's fun. You know, you don't get too upset, even though they have the revenge button. Ah, oh, that bastard beat me. I'm going to go get him. And you hit the revenge button. It's always the same thing. Oh, they're online playing, which means you can't attack them. You can't attack somebody who's online playing. Or they have shields up. And it's like, don't care. Override shields.
If only you could.
Yeah.
If only you could.
Yeah.
It looks like we're keeping Joel up.
Oh, man, it's just the rum's kicking in and I'm settling in.
Yeah, he's thinking, like, these headphones should be playing some Led Zeppelin right now. Speaking of Led Zeppelin,
yeah,
June 3rd, have you heard that their first three albums are going to be remastered and re-released?
No.
Including some unreleased songs that were not included on the originals?
Really? No. Wow. Are they going to be on iTunes, or do you have, or are they... Where are they released?
They haven't really said. They'll probably will be on iTunes, but because they said they were going to be on CDs and LPs, they're coming out with a special edition LP set. So there's like a whole tiered pricing thing, whether you buy like regular CDs or like high fidelity CDs or LPs or both. I mean, they've got a whole big package thing coming out.
Wow.
But you can even buy all three first albums all together in one great big box with all of that stuff. So wow. It depends how much money you want to spend on Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, that's cool. That's very neat.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that because that would be cool to have. I've got some of their stuff on, you know, electronically, but I don't have everything. So that would be...
I've got it electronically. I've got it on vinyl, and I tell you, vinyl to me, vinyl still sounds better.
Does it? I haven't heard vinyl in such a long time.
Mid yawn, Barry.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is boring. Barty's talking rock and roll.
No. It's not that. I had a big day and lots of gin.
And very little tonic. We got that.
Yeah, very little tonic.
So, I had three gins and then some little bit of tonic.
You don't realize I had these gins at about 5 o'clock, and then I ate.
Yeah,
some,
that's after the keg of beer he drank for lunch.
And I ate some pizza, and then by 5:30, I think I was out like a light. Anne Marie told me, says, "Yo, yeah, I woke up at like 7 o'clock, and it was like, huh." In a stupor.
That's because you were in that amazing lazy boy, weren't you?
I was. See? I can sleep in that lazy boy. That is the most comfortable chair in the world.
Yeah, I'm thinking about buying me one of those.
I'm telling you, it's not good if you like to watch TV. Uh-oh.
Well, I was thinking about having it as a... Joel!
We must have lost
Joel. Didn't even know he left.
Yeah, I'm here.
Woo!
Yeah.
What a pain in the ass. Please sign in with your password to Google again. Well, when I'm done with you, Google, I'll hang the fuck up. But in the meantime, stop interrupting my phone call.
It actually dropped you out and made you log in again?
Yes, it did.
Why?
Well, I guess I'm not the only one Google doesn't like. Yay!
It said to me before, a couple podcasts ago. It's just, I was talking to you guys, and all of a sudden I'm like, hello? And then I look
Joel.
My camera, and yep.
Joel, you know why that is? Why? It's because you started buying Apple stuff.
I only buy Apple stuff now.
Exactly. And now look how Google treats you. The same way it treats me.
Just beats you up. Beats you up and leaves you off on the curb. Oh,
there you go.
You know, shivering in the cold.
See, Barry still buys Windows stuff, so Google still treats him okay.
No, I use Windows stuff that I still have left over. I will not be buying Windows stuff ever again. Well, I won't say ever. That's a long time. You know, might be forced to buy it in the future for some ungodly reason.
If they come out with a new version of Bob, right?
I'm there, man. I'm there. They re-release Bob. I'm there.
Well, you know, Bill's coming back to the company, right?
I know, that's right.
As an advisor and stuff. So really? Maybe we might see the rebirth of Bob.
Bob and Clippy.
Yeah. Unbelievable. You know what would bring me back if they respawn Windows ME? I just thought it was so awesome the first time.
Joel's a man who loves disappointment. He loves pain.
I love setting myself up for failure.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Sounds like Windows 8 right there with it already.
Yeah, it's behaving tonight. Although I think that was operator error last week, even though I was totally
blind. Well, I meant Windows 8 is the new Windows ME.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, you know, Windows 7 was their best operating system, I think.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, I mean, before that, I think Windows 2000 was their best product.
Yeah.
And to me, XP totally blew chunks. It was a total screw up. And anything after that was, you know, a miserable excuse for an operating system. And then they fixed it and called it 7.
Yeah. Yeah. 7 was good. It was nice and stable and everything. 8, yeah, sucks. 8.1 sucks a little less, but really still sucks.
Sucks a little less. That's a great advertisement. Hey, Windows 8, it sucks less. Sucks a little
less. I got this. Tiles up on there would be really great if I had a touch window or a touch screen, but I don't on my Windows box, so that it sucks.
Windows 8 sucks a little less. I'm on that.
Oh, jeez. But and I can't wait this year's my year to buy a new iPhone, so I'm anxiously awaiting for the bigger, better iPhone 6. See how that
yeah, and then the rumors are flying rampant about that.
Yeah.
Do will tell. It
have a bigger screen. It will have all kinds of other capabilities. It will be able to interface with your car. It will drive your car for you.
Yes, it'll fit your hand. It'll be curved. It won't be curved. You can wrap it around your wrist. You can't. Yeah. I don't know. You know. I haven't heard that yet, but, you know,
it's coming.
But that's what they're talking about, though. I mean, they're saying, like, well, Apple's coming out with a watch that's going to be curved, so it wraps around your wrist. It's curved.
And they do. See, this is iPhone 4S. If you just strap this with some Velcro on your wrist like this.
Yeah. Like, Joel can get away with that, and I can do the same thing, put it on my wrist, and it doesn't look that bad, you know?
Exactly. This looks like a diver's watch. Have this on your wrist like so.
Diver's watch.
And I'd be happy just with the faster processors. And of course I have this cheap iPhone 5, so it doesn't have 64-bit processors in it,
Well, Joel and I have 4S's, so shut up, Eric. Exactly. I had a 5, but it went swimming and now I love it.
And I always said I don't want a bigger screen on here, but it's not because of the way I handle it, but it's because I'm getting old, and it's getting hard to see the damn text on.
I'll tell you what, why don't you take your iPad, hold it up to your ear, and make phone calls with it?
Well, the funny thing is most of the time when I make a phone call on this phone. Usually I'm by myself, so I put it on speakerphone anyway, and I hold it up in front of me like this when I'm talking on the phone.
Nobody ever answers anyway because they have caller ID and they see it's bearing.
And they don't answer anyway. It goes straight to, voice message.
8.5 by 11 screen like this.
Yeah.
And you just hold it up to your ear. Sure, I can hear exactly what you're saying. Hold on. Let me check that app. I'm good.
And the reason why I said I could take a little bit larger, now I don't want a big screen size, but a little bit larger wouldn't be bad is because, and I hate to say this, but the Nexus 7, like I said, I'm not real thrilled about Android, but the form factor on the Nexus 7 is like perfect. And I find myself using it more and more just because of the form factor and the screen size on it. Now, I don't want to have a phone that big. But I could probably use a slightly bigger phone as long as it still fits in my front pocket okay. And
what the whole
you can't put a Nexus 7 in your front pocket?
You can't?
Unless you got a big front pocket.
No, I meant no, I said
think you're happy to see here.
Is that a Nexus 7 in your pocket or you happy?
Yeah, that's my Nexus 7.
Oh man.
Yeah. It's my Nexus 7. It's 7 inches.
Exactly.
Of hard happiness.
Oh my
God. No, no, not that I put my Nexus 7. I'm saying an iPhone, the iPhone 6, if it was slightly bigger, I wouldn't mind it as long as I can still fit it in my front pocket.
Now, yeah, I agree. It has to fit in the pocket because I don't like all these fancy cases and stuff.
No.
Although I've trashed two phones now because I didn't put them in a fancy case. You know, one with a leash and one with something that would protect the glass backing. Gorilla Glass is not that tough, trust me. But anyway,
it's a weak Gorilla.
I would like... yeah, Gorillas bend and they do break. But I would like one that was a little bit larger, but so it was the things on the screen would be easier to see, but I don't want it too big that I can't like shove it in a pocket.
Right.
That's what I've done with every one of my mobile phones. The first mobile phone I got was a Symbian powered Nokia phone that had all the functions that the iPhone has now. Well, most of them. Mm-hmm. It had email and all that kind of stuff. But what I liked about it is that I could stick it in my pocket. But what I didn't like about it was that it didn't have a swipe before active thing, so that you could like end up, you know, making inadvertent calls or, you know, and make inadvertent emails and things like that because the buttons were always active. One of the things I liked about the original iPhone was I could stick it in my pocket and I could pull it out and it's still not going to do anything until somebody swipes it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's the good thing about the
I want a clamshell style iPhone.
You know, to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind that either. One of my most favorite cell phone was the one that I can't remember who. I think it might have been Motorola came up with it. They called the Communicator.
Yeah,
it was a lot like a Star Trek device. Mm-hmm. You could like sit there and just pull it out of your pocket and flip it, and when the phone came up, when the lid came up, it was ready to do things. Although you couldn't talk to it, you still had to physically dial numbers and stuff for whatever you wanted to do. But it was like so neat to be able to just pull it out of your pocket and just flip it up, and it would like go tick tick tick, and you could like do things with it.
Well, dream on, boys, because it's never going to happen.
Aren't you Mr. Cheerful?
Well, Steve Jobs is dead. It could happen.
It could. I doubt it.
Never seen her.
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
Do you remember how Steve Jobs felt about styluses?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, somebody is playing Clash of Clans right now.
What the hell's that noise? Who's doing that?
Barry's playing Clash of Clans.
No, but, it's not me.
My wife has got fingertips that don't react well to an iPad screen.
Yeah.
So she went and bought a stylus that works better than her fingers do.
Really? Cool.
Yes.
That is cool. How's it for picking your nose?
Well, she doesn't really pick her nose much, so she doesn't use a stylus for that.
You use a stylus for that. And
the only problem is when you really should use a separate stylus for that because you pick your nose and then you use it on the, and it just smears all over the iPad.
Yeah, but, you know, there are things that will clean that off.
Yeah, but it takes, I mean, you can't just do the, you know, the knee wiper or, you know, the upper leg wipe on, you know.
No. If you're in a place that has an old-fashioned camera store,
uh-huh.
I'm talking old-fashioned, back when people used to develop film in their own home mm-hmm. and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you find a store like that, they will sell you papers and cleaning solution to clean lenses.
Hmm.
That is all very, very soft, and it won't harm the surface because it's made to clean expensive professional lens surfaces.
Okay, right.
So you put a little bit of lens solution in one tissue, you wipe the lens with it, and then you take a dry tissue and dry it off.
Okay.
Something like that will take anything at all off any iPad surface or iPhone surface.
That'll just dissolve the snot and remove it?
Yes.
Whatever works.
It'll all clean anything. Not that I've ever tried to clean snot off a photo lens, but I've cleaned a lot of other crap off a photo lens.
Including bird. I'm sure photographs of birds out in the wilderness.
Yeah, well, you go to weddings and there's no telling what the hell you're going to get on your lens. That's why I stopped doing wedding photography, that and the fact that people are just too fucking bitchy about the kind of pictures they want.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole ironic thing is I quit because they were so bitchy, but now that I have digital means, I could satisfy all those bitchy requirements. So easy, you know? Yeah. Science!
Yeah. You just take the camera and, you know, start recording video, and you just take stills from the video, you know? You can get that perfect...
Shoot, I can take my GoPro, shoot the whole video with the GoPro, and take some of the stills out and make the pictures they want.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you just video the whole damn thing and then take the stills out of it.
Well, you know, the funniest thing is, like, most of these people don't really care about photo quality. All they want is they want their special moment captured. Says, well, you know, I can't be around for every single one of your friggin' special moments.
Come on now. You're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, well, that's why I never did it as a career. I decided long ago, and I was doing it for the cheap, that this was way too much work.
Right, yeah.
Learn technology and make a hell of a lot more money doing a hell of a lot less work.
I get to see Bart. All right, you don't like the 200 pictures I took of the bar?
Yeah, really? The mermaid was a hell of a bitch. Don't you dig her?
We're at a maker's mark. I took a picture.
You really want to see something special? Make sure that you get all the glasses dirty so she has to wash them all in a hurry. Watch her bend over and just clean them all.
Oh, jeez. I'm yawning again. Sorry. And Joel's playing...
I think we need to wrap this up.
Joel's playing Clash of Clans, I can tell.
I am not.
Yes, you are. He just looks at the camera. What is that? That's Clash of Clans. I can tell. You need to double up your walls. Go visit me.
I'm attacking.
Oh, you're attacking. Oh, that's somebody else's?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yes, I am.
Watch, he's going to request help. Help me.
You can't request help during the battle.
Oh.
That's one thing that's going to suck.
I haven't requested help from anybody yet. How does that work?
You just basically click on it, says send me some reinforcements, and then if you can, you'll have a button that says donate.
Yeah, I've done that. I've donated before, but I didn't know, you know, do you guys get them immediately, or do you just wait until you get them?
You know, you get them immediately, and they sit in your clan castle.
Okay.
So cool. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. I haven't tried it yet, because usually I have three army, whatever they're called, you know.
How did you get the third one? I got to get a third one.
You got to
save. Because I only have two army kits.
Save your pennies or gold coins or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what did you have?
Oh, you got to level up your,
army camp?
Barracks? The barracks. I'm at like level 3, I think, or level 4. And it lets you have 3 camps.
To totally change the subject.
Okay.
You brought the subject of the donation.
Yeah.
I would like to say that last Thursday, I passed my 2-year anniversary of kidney donation.
Wow.
Congratulations. Absolutely, cool. Man. 2 years.
Very good.
God, time flies.
Yeah.
It really doesn't seem like it's been...
Seems such a...
Been that
I know,
long.
Because we talked about that extensively on this show.
Yeah.
I know.
Everything's still going okay.
Yes, it's going great. It's going great. So that's a reminder to everybody out there that, hey, when you're done using your organs, donate them. Always check the donate box when you get a new driver's license or voter's registration. Donate those organs. When you're done with them, you're not going to need them anymore. Pass them on to somebody that could possibly have their lives saved by that.
Yeah. Hear. That's great. That is fantastic. Jeez. And I got to say, we haven't seen you in a while, Barty, but you do look good.
Thanks. Well, the last few times I was on the show, we were doing Skype without video because the bandwidth wasn't really adequate. The support video out of the the DSL out of here, but for some reason, the Hangout seems to be doing it okay.
We've been noticing that. We've been using Hangout for quite some time now, and it seems, because what happens is, instead of screwing up, you know, Skype always seems to want to keep the perfect video picture, whereas the Hangout, and this is just my guess about this, they would rather keep the audio quality improved, and they'll cut back on the video a bit, and frankly, I'd rather make sure I can hear somebody talking to me in a conversation. It's okay. It's great if I can see them, but if the video clarity isn't that great, I don't care as long as I can understand and hear them. So
especially in an audio show like this,
because it doesn't matter.
It's kind of important.
Well, we stopped using the Hangouts mainly because of me.
Because it kept hanging up on you.
I could never stay connected because Google didn't like me.
That's where we gave it the nickname Hang Up, because it was always hanging up on Barty. We were sitting there, what do you think, Barty? 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 Barty?
Where'd you go?
Hung up on it. And it only happened to you, too.
Not because of that. Yes, it was. It was only me.
Yeah. Because none of us, we went back to Skype, and... So, but not, both of them, I guess, well, I haven't been on Skype in a while, so I'm assuming that they're, Microsoft is still improving it, I'm sure. But, I don't know, Hangout.
Of course they are, yeah. Microsoft always improves everything, right?
Yeah, but Hangouts just seems to be...
That's why I'm on my third Xbox 360, while I still have my original PS3 that I bought before any Xbox 360.
Yeah.
And what's the next generation console am I buying? Yeah, well, it won't be the Xbox One, trust me.
Yeah. So, but,
the track record speaks for itself.
Yeah.
I've had three Xboxes and one PS3, so I'm going to stick with the PS4.
There you go.
When I get around to it.
Yeah. Yep. So.
On a whole different topic, but, hey.
No, that's fine, because we're out of topics, actually, so we're... Oh,
yeah.
I do have one last topic. I don't know whether I talked about this in a podcast before.
See, you lied. You say you were out of topics, and then you go, oh, I got one last topic.
Well, yeah, I noticed I still had one listed there. I thought we...
on fire.
But I am saying... Anne-Marie and I are saying bye-bye to Sirius XM. Because...
Permanently?
Yes. We're dropping all three radios. Because, frankly, they've been dropping stations that we liked and used to listen to, and they're replacing them with what we call, maybe we're sounding like our parents now, but they're replacing them with crap. And Anne-Marie did some research, and she started looking. I introduced her to TuneIn Radio. She found 365. Frankly, she found all the stuff that she likes to listen to on either 365 or TuneIn Radio, and she goes, I don't need it. And I said, not only that, but if you plug it into your car, I said, you have better reception over your iPhone than you do, up here where the mountains are and lots of trees. Half the time, Sirius XM blanks out in places because you just lose the signal. And so for the price that they're asking for, and they keep... The other thing that's annoying is they'll move the stations around, and it's like, oh, where did you move this show? This show used to be on this station. Now it's over on this station at a different time. And it's like, it's very annoying. And then my wife also... She really loves TuneIn Radio. She used to use iHeartRadio a little bit, but she loves TuneIn Radio because she just discovered the feature that you can set it up like a DVR. So she some of her shows, she likes to listen to the old-time radio stuff, and some of them come on at like 2:30 a.m. And so now she sets up her phone to record them, and then she listens to them later. And so she goes, oh, I'm loving this. She goes, I don't miss XM at all. So cool. We're saving money. We're dropping them, And I kind of knew
that. The biggest thing that always bothered me about XM is that you could not pay just one monthly price for a number of receivers.
Right.
You had to pay a separate amount for each individual receiver.
Yeah.
And, it's not that way in my house. I've got three Joeys and a DVR, and I pay a small additional charge for each of those. But right. I don't pay a whole separate contract for each one.
Right.
If I had Time Warner Cable coming into the house, I wouldn't be paying a separate price for every single TV it goes to.
Right.
I wouldn't be paying a separate price for every Comcast TV that is serviced in my house. So why do I got to do the same thing with Sirius XM? Mm. To me, that's wrong.
Yeah, I totally
want to have, like, if I could have, like, a three or maybe four receivers that could receive all their content for one price, I'd be satisfied. If my two vehicles and my home stereo could receive it, and maybe one additional computer device,
uh-huh,
I'd be totally satisfied. I would pay their price for that.
Yeah.
But you have to have a separate contract for each individual thing and have additional cost incurred because of all of that. And as far as I'm concerned, that's just raping the customer.
It is.
I won't be raped.
And that's why we're giving it up, because, you know, for, they're cutting all those, it's the programming we like. They're moving it around. And frankly, you know, I get those bills because we pay it for 2 years at a time. And I just, you know, this year the bill comes in, they automatically charge your card because I told them they could do that. And it was like $300 and some. I'm like, oh, I know that's for 2 years, but, and then another bill came in for the next phone like a month later. And I think this month they're going to get me for the car, you know, so I said, that's it. So we're going to call.
Cancel it.
Yeah, cancel it. Hopefully we'll get a refund. Of some sort, but
yeah, I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, I'm not keeping it for 3 to 2 years, so they better give me something back. And so, we've been with them for many years here now. But I think you're gonna find they're gonna be the next business to go, because there's really no need for them.
Right, really apps isn't. Are putting them out of business.
Yeah. There really isn't. I mean, you know, I even think over the air radio will stick around for a while, but mm-hmm, even there, it's going too. And I think probably further down the road, you'll see that they're going to go all digital or something. They won't have audio, you know, analog right. audio coming from them. They'll be sending out a digital signal that you can maybe possibly receive over the air, but. There's no need for it. And with all the cell towers up and everything, and there is still competition, so, you know, the deals are getting better with cell phones. And you just use the magic box. You know, the magic box that does everything. It's the miracle tool. So, all right. Well, guys, you want to call this one? Because that was the last topic I had, unless anybody else has got more.
No, that sounds good to me.
Okay.
Tapped out.
I'm glad I was able to connect with you guys again finally after being on the road off and on
definitely
and with other things going on.
Yeah, it's a good to see and hear you again. And you got more travel coming up?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've got travel coming up to California and which, you know, it was supposed to have been a week ago. I was supposed to have left for a 2 week trip, which would have been an awesome time to be out in LA. But by the time it finally arrives, it is continuing to be pushed to the left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the time it finally arrives, it'll be at a point where, like, yeah, it's going to be too hot out there compared to comfortable out here.
Yeah.
But, you know, go figure.
Yeah, it always works that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've got that coming up, and there's a trip to Houston that's slowly gelling, and the date is also set in jelly. So,
yeah, I hope that's not July or August, because that sucks down there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be hot and sticky.
And there's also another trip to Killeen, Texas, and that's the one I'm more aiming towards.
Where's that?
That's Fort Hood. It's really kind of funny because it's the place where I actually started grammar school. And I started grammar school a year late because I couldn't speak enough English to satisfy the school. I had a Canadian mother and a Canadian-American father, and mm-hmm, I was born in France. So for the first number of years of my life, all I spoke was French.
So
when I got to Texas, my parents, mainly my dad, tried to teach me English as much as he could, And when they tried to register me in school and the school talked to me, I didn't speak enough English to qualify.
Wow. Even well, that wouldn't be a problem American now. It's innocent.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, no, Joel, I wasn't Spanish. I was speaking French.
French.
That did not qualify.
Thank you for clearing that up for me.
So, Barty, can you still speak
French? So, anyway.
Yeah.
No, hell no.
You can't speak French anymore?
You know, a whole ironic twist to this was that half of my relatives on my mother, of course, all of them on my mother's side are all Canadians, still live in Canada, in the province of Quebec. The Bell Province, the good one, the one that wants to keep separating from Canada because they're sick and tired of paying all of Canada's bills through their tax dollars. But anyway, all of them are up there speaking French. When I was in high school and had stopped speaking French because I hadn't spoke French since elementary school, I wanted to learn French. They would not let me speak French because I was not in a college prep curriculum. They were saving all the... Totally. They were saving all the foreign language classes for college prep students. And, you know, being a poor boy in the middle of a small town, I wasn't going to no damn college. I had, you know, college? Yeah, okay. You know, Obama wasn't around to, you know, to pay poor people to go to college and get things, you know. So I was not allowed to take French, even though I was a Frenchman and wanted to learn my native language. I was a Canadian-American citizen wanting to learn to speak French, and they said no because I was not college prep. And I was like, really? My relatives are French-speaking Canadians. I want to speak with them. And it was like, no, you can only take this course if you're going to college. And I was like, the hell kind of crap is that? But hey, that's the way it was.
Wow, that's incredible.
And it's that way in the majority of high schools in this country.
I guess so.
You can't take any course you want just because you want to take it. You can only take the course if you are following their predetermined path for you.
Yeah. Well,
you wonder what's wrong with education in America. It's because people can't learn what they want to learn. They can only learn what they're told they're able to learn.
Well, if it helps you, if this makes you feel any better, Barty, I had French in 2 years in junior high, 3 years in high school, and a year in college, and I still can't speak it.
Well, I see it all.
So that's the kind of that's the kind of education you get from taking classroom French.
Well, I got 7 years in language, and I still don't remember how to say, "Can I please pass me a hanky?"
You know, I don't know if you guys are into Freakonomics at all, but the authors of the book, one in particular, Stephen Dubner, produces a podcast called the Freakonomics Podcast that discusses issues like that. And in one of the more recent ones, they discussed about the value of teaching foreign languages in high school and in college. Mm-hmm. And of course, they were looking at it from an economics point of view because, you know, they're all economists.
We're getting.
You're not on the air. You're not recording.
Yeah, we are.
Oh yes, we're coming.
Michael, you're live.
Michael, we're coming to the end of the show.
That's why. All right. If you heard what I said, you got to blank that out.
Barty was trying his best to talk over what you were saying, but.
Yeah, because I didn't think you wanted that heard, so I was like pressing.
No, I didn't. I thought, being as late as it was, I thought you guys were just talking. I'm
Barry,
sorry.
You're going to have some editing to do and real careful listening.
That's going to be hard with Barty talking over it if I want to keep Barty's conversation short.
I'm so sorry, guys.
You have to cut it short, but I mean, you know, you certainly don't want someone revealing. What, didn't Leo Laporte do that when he like blurted out a password in the middle of a podcast?
Really?
We'll analyze this, Barry.
Okay.
He didn't blurt it out. He put it on his screen and showed the screen.
See, when I hit the password 77135, see, it didn't turn on. I don't know what's wrong.
Hey, how did you get my password?
Yeah, exactly.
Michael's walking.
What a day. Yeah, I'm walking. I'm having some pizza and just regrouping. What I didn't say, you got my email, right?
Yes, we did get we got your email.
Yeah, what I didn't say in the email is I worked yesterday and last night before this all happened. So I'm in just the best of condition.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Pager went off and I'm like, really? There's nobody else nearby? Really? Really? Never mind. And then on the way to the accident, they came across an automobile accident.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, I just happened to be in the neighborhood. Seeing that you hit the guardrail and the airbags deployed. Let's see what we can do about this.
I was gonna say,
probably having a crappy day.
Wait a minute.
Well, and then it's like, you know, well, let's see here. The other accident's quite a ways away. The other ambulance should get there first. And then I find out that the other accident, they gave the wrong address and stole the nearest rig. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna put you guys up real quick. And
oh, jeez.
Then I gotta need to be on my way.
I thought your roads were still kind of like bumper chutes or bumper walls. You know, you didn't have guardrails right now. You know,
some Yahoo on a plow decided to plow the drift back to the guardrails.
Ah, okay.
So they did bumper pull right into a guardrail.
Ouch! Yeah. Wow. So I was gonna say, yeah, it didn't matter if you lose control on your roads; you're still gonna go in the right direction. You know, just bounce off a couple snowbanks.
Yeah.
As long as you don't turn around.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're still going the direction you want to go.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm not in the office.
No, obviously not. So. Are you in your home?
Now that I've disturbed the end of the show. Hi, everybody. Yes, I'm home.
Okay.
And my son has friends over, and they're watching Lord of the Rings 3, so I'm going to go into another room here and close the door.
Okay.
So. Welcome to the virtual tour of my house.
All we see is your face, though. But
that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Jeez, Barry.
Yeah, Michael. Jeez, all we see is your face.
All kinds of notes. For
who wants to look at that? Oh yeah, it's much better dark.
Well, the show's all yours, Michael, because we were about ready to close it up. So if you got topics, we ran out.
Well, yeah, you got any closing remarks, Michael?
I'll make one. First of all, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we just lost Joel.
Oh.
Well, he'll come back, hopefully.
He went for a refill.
It looks like he dropped out. Sorry about that.
Yeah, he dropped out once before.
So we were really, really busy last night. Mm-hmm. And at one point, my crew shift partner and I go to pick up a flight crew at the airport. It's 1:30 in the morning. It's blowing like crazy. Snowing like crazy. There's drifts everywhere. We're busting through the drifts on the tarmac with the ambulance. And I'm thinking, holy cow, the runway's got to be a disaster. You can't even see the runway from the snowdrifts. I mean, the snowdrifts are like 6-8 feet high.
Wow. That's incredible. Are you... Uh-oh.
This plane does land.
Yeah?
Really? Really? Can you hear me? And eventually...
I can hear you.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Well, get around, and it's going to affect the save.
Yep. You're freezing up on us.
They come out one of the taxiways. He's up there.
Oh, you're freezing up on us. Uh-oh. Michael?
I'm going to do my video here. How about I... Okay.
Not much better.
That help?
I don't know. It may have to take a while to settle down. Let's all go off video and see if that helps. Oh, you sound pretty interesting. There's Joel back. Joel, we're off video right now because Michael's having issues. He sounds like a cat.
It is a cat.
You're a cat.
Meow.
That seems to be better.
All right. There you go.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Kind of lose the effect there. But anyhow, yeah, so it's 1:30 in the morning. It's blowing like crazy. Wind everywhere, everywhere. This plane does manage to land. And so, you know, they park the plane. We get the motion from the pilot to bring the ambulance up to the plane. So we drive up, and they open up the side door and start unloading all the equipment for the transfer. And this crew comes out, and then they're in heavy winter coats and hoods and gloves. And my partner and I walk out of the ambulance, and we're in our short-sleeve paramedic shirts. And we're, you know, loading everything up, and the crew looks at us. They look at each other. They look at us and go, "We can't believe you guys aren't wearing coats." And my partner and I look at each other and said, "This is good weather compared to what we've had. Why? Where are you guys from?" And they all look at each other and say, "North Dakota."
Really?
Yeah, really. We're from North Dakota.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't believe we didn't have coats on.
Jeez. That's incredible. Oh, you know, like I said, we were talking about the temperature today, you know, and we said it was 53 where I was. Down where Joel was, it was 57. Barty was in the 30s, and I looked at Copper Harbor on my phone. It said 8.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's good for us, actually.
Yeah, I
compared,
know.
For this winter, that's good. Not normally, but for this winter, that's good.
I know. And then I said, and I looked at it and I said, you know, he's probably happy it's 8 degrees.
Uh-huh. Balmy.
Incredible. So you've had a busy week, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, and not to mention that I hurt my back. I really shouldn't have been out doing any of this week. But
uh-oh.
But
you got to be careful with that.
Happens.
Back injuries are really kind of tricky.
Well, it's more a muscle strain, and it's off to the side, more towards my hips. And every 2 or 3 years, I do, as I tell people, think about the Harrison Ford movies, and I chose poorly. And then I remember I'm not Superman, and then I heal up, and I behave myself for a few years. Right. What got me was that 750-pound snowmobile, and it was the third time I lifted it back on the trail, not the first time.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
So
you got to stop doing that.
That's a lot of sled.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a groomer, so it's an extra long sled with a multi-speed transmission, and it's heavy.
Very heavy.
Which is fine until it goes off the groomed trail, then you're screwed. I should have just walked out, but I was stubborn. It was like 15 below that day, and I always wanted to get it done.
Mm.
But the third time it went off the trail, I decided, nah, this is not a good thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Jeez,
and people that here were.
You know, I'll leave the rest of the notes I put together for the next show. Wasn't planning on being gone, but that's how things happen.
Well, that'll give us. We'll have notes for next week, because the notes were short. Although we did manage to talk for an hour 45 minutes now, so
way too long.
Oh, did you get a late start?
So,
we always do.
Yeah, a little bit, but
well, it's almost 10 o'clock. I was, okay.
Yeah,
I got to be going.
So, okay, well, let's close this show up. We do have a musical guest tonight. It is Corvus, and their song "Breakdown." But before we listen to them, as we always do every week, we want to say thank you to all the people in uniform out there, both CONUS and OCONUS. Thank you for what you do, and especially you CONUS people, or OCONUS people, sorry, that are out there away from your family and friends. We hope you get home real soon, and until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you. So with that,
absolutely.
Yes, with that, from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, I am Barry.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Joel.
And from the Tug Hill section of central New York, this is Barty.
And with a full moon out there, I don't need to look at it to see that, not for this week. And approaching the winter equinox, this is Michael.
Okay, people. We'll see you next week for show number 133. And until then, have a good week, and here is Corvus. Good boy.